The European Union will today offer to remove a majority of post-Brexit checks on British goods entering Northern Ireland in an effort to ease tensions with the United Kingdom over the Northern Ireland Protocol. Diplomats say these are significant changes to the way the protocol works and will result in a large reduction in the number of checks and controls on goods moving between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It comes after UK Brexit Minister David Frost warned it would be a historic misjudgment if the EU did not consider scrapping and replacing the protocol. We can speak to our Europe editor Tony Connolly, who has details of these EU proposals. Good morning, Tony. What's the EU putting on the table here?
There's going to be four papers altogether. One will be on medicines, then there will be a paper on the movement of agri-food products, which of course has been a very tricky part of this post-Brexit arrangement. There'll be a paper on medicine, on customs, and a fourth paper on what role the Northern Ireland institutions and stakeholders such as businesses can have in monitoring and implementing the ongoing protocol over time. But we're told that this will result in a massive reduction in formalities, both for agri-food movements, but also for customs and also for medicines, which of course is a key concern for a lot of people. The fact that certain medicines may not be able to be circulated in Northern Ireland if they're produced in Great Britain. I'm told that there will be, it'll be crystal clear that there will be no restrictions on any medicines from that are licensed in Great Britain. They can be licensed there and circulated in Northern Ireland. There'll be systems in place to make sure that medicines don't produced in Great Britain don't effectively leak into the single market, and this will apply to cancer drugs and new innovative medicines. So overall, this will be presented as, you know, a very significant reduction in the friction that is currently there under the existing arrangements.
And Tony, while these papers will outline how to get solutions, we're not expecting much in terms of detail or technical outcomes, are we?
That's right. I mean, these papers will effectively signpost where the solutions are. They will be they'll be written in a kind of a general way, and that leaves scope for much more technical discussions to happen. And I think that is an acknowledgement to London, who have said that this can't be a take it or leave it deal, that there, this has to be a negotiation. The Commission doesn't like the word negotiation because they feel that the treaty is already negotiated. They prefer to call it discussions. But however, there will be intensive negotiations or talks, if you like, over the next few weeks, and they should start on Thursday. And the idea is that if the UK has better ideas on how things can be done according to the spirit of this new approach, then they can be looked at so long as they stay within the framework of the existing protocol.
And the EU will be likely are keen to avoid the perception that it's caving in to UK demands over the protocol. Do you think these proposals will fit the bill?
Well, the way they will be presented will be that this is a result of the European Commission listening to people on the ground in Northern Ireland. Maros Šefčovič, who will be launching these proposals today, went to Northern Ireland in early September and, you know, listened very carefully to a lot of stakeholders and businesses. And this is being pitched as his direct response to them, not a bunch of goodies for London, because obviously the EU does not want to be seen to be essentially rolling over in the face of UK threats. I should say as well that there is no question whatsoever of the European Court of Justice being taken out of the equation. That remains a red line for the European Union.
Indeed it does. And we have news this morning that the UK Conservative Party co-chairman Oliver Dowden, he says reports on steps offered by the EU, they are welcome. We will engage with them. So a positive development there. But what's likely to be the next step here?
Well, there'll be a certain choreography today. These proposals will be circulated to the College of Commissioners, all 27 commissioners, this morning. Then they will be presented to member states by way of EU ambassadors in Brussels. Because remember that these have not yet been signed off by member states, and there could well be resistance or unhappiness that this really pushes EU law too far. But nonetheless, they will get a look at this afternoon. The European Parliament as well will get sight of the proposals. They'll be published later this afternoon or early this evening, and then tomorrow a team from the European Commission will travel to London to start those talks.
Tony Connolly in Brussels, thank you.